This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. Plowasaurus rex, Sir Saltzalot, and Snowbony. These are just some of the new names for the Michigan Department of Transportation snowplows. The department started giving nicknames to just plows in its southwest region around Kalamazoo, but now MDOT is offering Michiganders the chance to name its entire fleet. Nick Sharippa is a spokesperson for the department. He joins me now. Thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Where did the idea come from to name the state's snowplows?
In all honesty, it came from Scotland. It seems like kind of a long trip, but somebody on Twitter threw the idea out to us. They showed us the map from Scotland and thought it'd be fun to do here. And that idea took off. It grew legs in minutes. And from there, just kind of snowballed, pun intended. And here we are, just a few short weeks later, soliciting names for our snowplows in Michigan.
Michiganders can submit their own names for plows. How does that process work?
It is quite simple. We have a website and we're very clever. It's michigan.gov/namemysnowplow. My is M-I, name my snowplow. And we ask for three things. Your name suggestion, limited to 50 characters, including spaces. And if you'd like to tell us your name or the name of your organization, if maybe it's a class or school who's submitting a name idea, let us know that. In the area you're from, or you'd like to suggest a name, so your county or your region. So perhaps that name will be with a plow in your area instead of in a different part of the state.
How will names get selected after they get submitted?
So we'll have a giant list that's aggregated by area of the state, by region, and then those regional lists will go to that region. And then we'll have a team in each region working with communications folks and our region maintenance folks. Who will go through those, what is turning out to be very long lists of name suggestions, and will pick from those lists to name the plows. So it'll be a combination of public submission and our maintenance forces.
Can you share with me some of the other names that have been submitted and the stories behind them?
Some of the most common, obviously, Plowy McPlowface or any iteration thereof, Sir Plows-a-Lot or Sir Salts-a-Lot or any iteration thereof. Those are the two most popular, and we've had dozens of other submissions. Plowasaurus rex is one of my favorites. We used it. We had to. Snowbony, I'm a hockey guy. I could not help but use that one. I had to grab it. Over the past 48 hours, and I say 48 hours almost to the minute, since we put out the news release with that web link in it to suggest names, we've had almost 5,500 submissions. For right around 300 plow names, we're going to need 5,500 submissions. So the list is growing exponentially. It's a huge list. I can't even imagine some of the submissions we've had and how we're going to select. It's going to be impossibly difficult. Some of the names have got to be just hilarious and awesome. So it's going to be a challenge, I'm sure.
That was kind of my next question. How long will it take to name them all? Or what is the kind of the timeline to get all these snowplows named?
We started this whole process and we didn't want to box ourselves in with rules and expectations. This is really just supposed to be fun. It was intended to be fun. It was intended to make people smile and laugh and just have a good bit of fun. So we didn't want it to have rules built in around it. You know, we had a few guidelines about the kind of names we wanted to use. We wanted to keep it in good taste and family friendly and those kinds of things. We certainly didn't want any copyright strikes. So we had some guidelines, but we don't really know. It could take a couple weeks. It could take a couple months. We don't know. We didn't want to box ourselves in. So now that we're getting this obviously huge list of ideas, we could probably start next week or in a couple weeks and maybe have a whole bunch of names applied by the end of this winter. We might sit on it and start working out over the summer and have it done before next winter starts. So next winter, all our plows are named. We haven't really boxed ourselves in with those rules. We don't know.
How can Michiganders track the plows in their region?
Michigan.gov/drive, our MyDrive map. If you go to that map, it's interactive. There's all kinds of layers you can turn on. One of the fun layers, I say fun because, well, I'm a traffic geek. If you turn on the GPS layer that tracks our plows, and you'll see all our plows that are out when they're out on the road, and each of those icons, if you just hover your mouse over it, the name of that plow will pop up. If you click on that icon, it'll pop up a little window. The name will still be there, and you'll get kind of a through the windshield view of what that plow operator is seeing on the road. So that's how you see that plow name, and that's also you can see what that plow operator is seeing at that moment.
Nick Shirippa is a spokesperson for MDOT. Thank you for joining me.
The pleasure is all mine.